Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the famous and talented Kathleen Curran Monroe. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you so much. It's always so much fun to be here.
It's great. We always have a good time when we're together on Conducting Conversations and telling people about what's happening with the Westminster Youth String Ensemble Concert Series. And you're going to have a concert coming up pretty soon, a couple weeks, and it's going to be on Sunday, May 1st, 3 o'clock. At the George Kent Performance Hall in beautiful downtown Westerly. We're going to find out all about that. But first, let's catch up to date with you. It's been about 6 months or so since you've been on with us. And what's new with your life?
Oh, very busy. We've been very busy. We have our group has expanded a great deal. We have about 12 additional students this semester, and we're having a lot of fun. Getting ready for this concert on May 1st.
Excellent. And the concert is going to contain what kind of music?
We'll have classical and popular pieces. Oh, and we have three groups, the Festival Strings, which some of the students are, this is their first performance ever. And then we have the String Ensemble, which is an intermediate level group. And then we have the Chamber Players. And we actually have three students that are graduating this year. So they'll go on to college. So some of them I've had for almost 10 years. And it's sad to see them go, but I think we'll always stay connected.
There you go. And so the Chamber Group is the older, necessarily older, or just more experienced?
More experienced, but generally also older, mostly high school students.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to listen to some music that you're going to provide for us tonight that has been recorded, that is actually done by you. Now, a lot of people that come on to Conducting Conversations bring other people's music and say, well, we're going to play this song. But these pieces are actually your group's, right?
Yes. This was performed in December of 2015 at our holiday concert.
All right. What's the first one you have for us?
This is entitled King Henry's Choice by Keith Sharp.
Thank you.
beautiful music provided by Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And Kathleen Karen Monroe is here. And Kathleen, you know, in today's world, with all the iPads and iPhones and smart this and smart that, there's a lot of things that can occupy children's time. And do you find it any different now than maybe it was 20 years ago, let's say, when people didn't have all these things as far as free time?
Definitely, definitely. And I think that people, especially young children, don't have a connection, a face-to-face connection with other people. They're on their cell phones or, and this is a wonderful way for students to connect with other students. And also, music is such a deep subject matter that I think it's so great for their self-esteem, for their discipline. We have the camaraderie is wonderful. It's like one big family in our group. And in fact, even in the past, I've been involved. I performed at a wedding, and the bridesmaids and the bride had all been in my string ensemble at one time. So it's a connection for life. And because music is such a personal thing, we have a really deep connection with one another.
Well, it's also, and you can almost use a sports analogy, it's a team sport. You can't be playing one thing while your person next to you is playing something else. So you've got to learn
definitely,
how to work with people.
Definitely. And if one person is playing the wrong note, it's definitely audible. And so we clean that up, and we all work together as a team. That's correct.
Great. All right. Let's get to another piece of music. What do you have for us next?
The next piece is Portal Gates by Larry Clark. It was written in 2015.
Thank you.
Kathleen, one of the things I appreciate about your recordings is that they're live. Obviously, you can hear the audience, and it's amazing that you're not in a studio and say, okay, let's do that again, or let's do this again. It's the real thing, right?
Yes, it's the real thing. And I have found sometimes I've had to start the students over if we have a bad start to a piece. And I've learned through the years that you try to go back rather than going forward, because then they can't splice it if there's some kind of recording glitch. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we go from beginning to end, and it works out pretty well.
Excellent. All right. And the ensemble, we talked a little bit about the fact that the oldest are in high school. And then is that the rule, that once they're out of high school, they're done?
Yes, they are. But we have a new plan that every December we're going to invite adults who perform strings.
Alumni.
Adults and alumni. We actually are working on our 25th reunion for students that I've worked with 25 years ago. That's in the works in the next few years. But we generally invite adults. Some of them are actually parents of students that come in to play. And we try to play also with adults, winds and brass. And last year we performed with the Westerly Band. We're hoping we can do that again this December. So it's children and adults, and it's a lot of fun.
So from 25 years ago... And is, you know, I don't remember 25 years ago. I'm sure it was big news that a 5-year-old was directing an ensemble. But
yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. What do you have for us?
I think I was a little younger than that, actually.
Younger than that. All right. We have time for one more piece of music before we take our break. And what do you have for us now?
This piece is entitled Wisp, and it's by Shirl J. Atwell, a wonderful contemporary composer. And these are the chamber players. These are the high school players. And it's a beautiful piece of music, and they're all very talented.
We will listen to that and take a short break and be back with more of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Kathleen Curran Monroe. She is the director of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. We've been listening to music recorded live by the ensemble from last December, and we've got a couple more pieces from that recording, and then we're going to move to the spring recordings. And but before we get there, we have a lot of children involved with this youth string ensemble, and it costs money. And I imagine at $10 per ticket for the concert and free for children, you don't make a lot of money or all the money you need to do all the things you'd like to do, right?
That is correct. We really rely a lot on donations from generous people that would like to support our young musicians. We have at least 30% of our students are on scholarship. So we do really need help in that department. And we never deny a student admission to our string ensemble, but we do rely on patrons.
So there's a lot of costs involved. I mean, the instruments alone are a tremendous cost, and yes, maintenance and so forth, and then the music and so forth, all of that costs money.
Yes. Students rent their instruments, and families have to pay for lessons, and then we have an annual fee of $300, which is not actually that expensive, considering that we have at least 12 rehearsals per semester. So it's not that expensive, but it is prohibitive for some families.
Well, so there you have your opportunity to do something good. Donate to the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. By the way, you have a website that people can go to and find out about that, right?
Yes, it's westminsterstrings.org.
westminsterstrings.org. Or you can call 401-596-5225. Operators are standing by.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's some information there. We've been talking about a concert coming up in a couple weeks, which is going to be at the George Kent Performance Hall on Sunday, May 1st at 3 o'clock. So after you go out Sunday morning and have your May breakfast, then you take in the concert in the afternoon, right?
What a wonderful way to spend the day.
Can I go to your house for the May breakfast?
Sure.
All right. Well, there
we'll
you
talk
go.
About the menu.
All right. Right now, let's talk about the next piece of music you have. This is also something that was recorded last December.
This is the Bourré from Sonata in G for flute, Opus 1, Number 5 by Handel. And this is performed by the Chamber Players.
Thank you.
Kathleen, you were here last fall, and we had a Halloween concert you talked about, and then a holiday concert in December, and now the spring concert next in a couple weeks. Those are the three big events you do, or is there more?
Well, this year we are so excited because we will be performing at the Virtu Art Festival in Wilcox Park in Westerly.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
All right.
And it's going to be on Saturday, May 28th from 1 to 2:30 in the gazebo. So we don't even have to worry if it rains because we will be undercover. We are so excited.
Now, that festival attracts thousands and thousands of people. So
yes, it does. It does.
I know that the station WCRI has been involved with that in the past, and we usually go down and have a presence there because we have a lot of listeners in that area. But Wilcox Park, beautiful place, and that's a great opportunity for the children to perform
there. It really is. Yes, and we've never done this before. This is a wonderful, we're really excited about the wonderful opportunity.
Hopefully it'll be an annual thing, and that'll be another big spot on the calendar. And if your children or grandchildren or people you know would like to get involved, they can get involved with the ensemble by calling Kathleen. You don't mind taking phone calls, right?
No, I would love that.
So if you have any questions, give Kathleen a call. She can explain everything you want to know.
Yes, if your child wants lessons, I can steer you in the right direction. Or if you want information about the string ensemble, about scholarships, anything, I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
And if any of your children want to be radio announcers, they can call me. There you go.
Yes, that sounds like a plan.
I know. All right, let's get to the next piece of music. And now we're definitely into the spring recording. And this is going to be number six on your track there list.
This is Twinkle Toes, which is by Tom Sharp. It's a swing rendition of Twinkle Twinkle.
Kathleen, we have time to get one more piece of music in before our next break. What do you have for us?
This is Oh Wally Wally, or The Water is Wide, a traditional British folk song.
All right, we will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Kathleen Carter Monroe and the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Kathleen Curran Monroe. She is the director of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And the concert series is concluding, but the next event is going to be in a couple weeks, May 1st, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at the George Kent Performance Hall. And is that kind of the normal ending of your season? But now you have this special thing this summer, right?
Yes, we do. And we also have an awards banquet in May. So we celebrate at the end of May with an awards banquet, and we celebrate our seniors who are graduating, and we thank the parents and all of the members for a wonderful year.
So pretty much it runs on the school calendar year.
Yes.
And so the summer thing will actually be beginning of next season, so to speak, if you hadn't thought of that
yet. Yes,
yes. Yeah, see? So you have a new way to kick off your season now.
Yes.
So you'll go from the thing at Wilcox Park, the Virtue Art Festival, and then your next event after that would be Halloween, right?
Well, actually, I might mention, I actually have a summer camp in my garage called the Westminster Summer Strings Academy. And it's kind of like a, shall we say, what do they do for baseball? They have a...
Spring training.
Spring training. It's a summer training ground for our fall season. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, if you're football, it's called mini camp. So, you know,
we'll have that too. Little summer camp to get us ready and introduce
Pre-season.
New members. Yes.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
And how do people find out about that?
They can call me.
All right. So let's give the phone number again. It's 401-596-5225. Or you can email westminsterstrings@gmail.com. And that's also the name of the website, westminsterstrings.org. So all of those ways to get in touch with Kathleen and check things out. Information on the website, right?
Yes, and we have a Facebook page also.
You have Facebook?
Yes.
Do you Twitter? Do you tweet?
I haven't learned how to do that yet.
Oh, all right. But Facebook, you have what's the Facebook page?
It's Westminster Strings.
Okay. So simple as that. So the email and the website and the Facebook, all Westminster Strings with an S at the end. Strings.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to do it. It keeps it nice and simple that way. So the Sunday concert is May 1st at the George Kent Performance Hall. We'll give you that one more time before we leave you tonight. But we want to get to another piece of music. And we're going to go to, again, the recording that was made just recently, track number 10.
This is L'Estro Armonico, and it's arranged by Bob Lipton, and this is performed by the Chamber Players.
Well, we're coming to the close of the show. Kathleen, it's always a pleasure to work with you and get the information out about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come.
It's great. And just one more time, the concert is going to be Sunday, May 1st at the George Kent Performance Hall, 3 o'clock. So get out and support the ensemble. And then a special performance May 28th at Wilcox Park, from 1 o'clock to 2:30-ish, and that's going to be at the Virtue Art Festival. So those are two big events, and I'm going to give you the website and phone number one more time for those of you that maybe didn't get a chance to write it down. 401-596-5225 is the phone number, and the website is westminsterstrings.org. And Kathleen, we have two more pieces of music we're going to try to squeeze in. What do you have for us?
The first is Bluegrass Ball by Bruce Chase, and the second is The Fantasia for Strings by Elliot Del Borgo.
All right. We will try to listen to both of those complete. If not, we may have to fade out of the second one a little bit, but we'll do our best to squeeze that in. And then for the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.